This is about the laws of reality. INTS is quite proud to present the first expressions that can be called the laws of reality. These are essentially a teaching tool and have no real basis in perfection as an inspired fact of reality. Each law could be said in a variety of ways to convey the same sentiment. Many seem to repeat the underlying message in a different fashion and are largely chosen to convey truth in specific areas that need clarity. The whole idea of truth seems to have escaped our historical literature, and any fragment of it is buried in theoretical postulation or theologic dogma. The study that produced these laws began in about 1963 and showed little concrete results until the spring of 2003, when a mental exercise went awry and produced a surprising result that could not be ignored. As mentioned in the description of non-theory, creative thinking revealed the possibility that the theoretical nature of matter could be addressed by the simple abandonment of speculation. This was a shock that can only be absorbed at a very gradual rate, and that is why both the laws and the articles of INTS that relate to perception are presented as a distinct alternative to present mainstream thinking in an instructive form. The rarefied and somewhat poetic language may be a challenge to the average individual, but the overall thrust represents a massive shift in popular or personal perspective that is very difficult to accept. By the same token, the laws also cannot be disregarded or refuted, and that statement alone knows no precedent. Beyond the 12 colloquially expressions that were chosen as the laws, there are 10 more that refer to the science of the entity, being the word used to describe all of reality with a personal edge. Entitic science begins with the repetition of the first law of reality, that all is part of a single entity, and may be expanded over time to include more than these 10 or 11. Any distinct changes are saved to posterity, as demonstrated in the various versions of laws, ES law and NES law, and will probably continue to develop in small ways over time. NES law is non-real entitic science and attempts to convey philosophic corrections in our collective thinking regarding the conditions of our origin. Perhaps these could be framed in a less wordy, less enigmatic, and less forceful way, but for the sake of teaching, they require some uniqueness and distinct character. The individual laws are explained in a short discussion and are gradually being expanded. The first 12 have been literally cast in stone. They were carved in gypsum, cast in clay, fired, and then coated with powdered glass and fired again to give them a finish. The two tablets will be sent to Canadian universities until they are recognized as a distinct perspective and included in all curriculums concerning philosophy. The first set is being offered to Lakehead University since it is native to INTS staff.